Back out at the 2025 Illinois State Fair in Springfield, Illinois. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for WITY. And whenever possible, I'm making my way inside tents and out of the sun. I think that's what a lot of folks do middle part of the day. But I have found my way into the Illinois Department of Agriculture tent, where a lot of the homegrown items are. But in here, there's also some great initiatives. And I'm here with Kristen Heaton to talk about AIM. Kristen, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. A little hot. A little wore out.
Little hot, yes.
Yes. At this point in the day, you know, you just kind of start winding down and trying to find shade. And these awesome fans that spew out both wind and little mist.
Very nice, yes. Only problem is they're not facing me.
I get that. And if so, there'd be about five people standing in the way.
Yeah, typically, yes.
Let's talk about AIM, Kristen, what it is and what you guys do.
Okay, so AIM is a joint partnership between Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Natural Resource Conservation Service to address capacity for CRP and EQIP. There's not enough staff in the state to do it. So we have 40 conservation planners that are located in 40 different local soil and water conservation districts throughout the state, and they assist with CRP, EQIP, engineering plans, anything that the office needs. And we provide all of the training to help them reach a level 3 certification. And it's kind of a pipeline for new talent into NRCS.
For our beginner listeners that don't understand all the jargon, let's put it down simply there, because there's a lot of folks that probably understand in our listening audience what that is. But there's also going to be some people be like, okay, what are they equipping CRS with?
So CRP is Conservation Reserve Program. So that's when people set aside acres. They're paid to do that. There's a process that they have to go through the USDA. EQIP is a program through the USDA where they provide like wind tunnels, certain types of agriculture items that people may need as they're starting their businesses.
So it kind of ties in with agronomy and like conservation as far as like the cover crops and that type of stuff.
Absolutely. We really push for cover crops. We partner with STAR, which is Saving Tomorrow's Agriculture Resource. They have a verification process. They grade their field STAR 1 through 5, and that's to promote conservation, cover crops, edge of row maintenance.
The whole 9 yards.
9 yards.
Or 9 acres.
That's right.
Now, you guys have these great fidget spinners. I know my daughter's going to love those. They're kind of shaped like flowers here, which is also crafty indeed. But you guys are out here to try to spread that message and get folks that are involved with agriculture and even some that aren't forward thinking that, hey, there is a responsibility to the sustainability of land in our area, especially whenever there are some of the harsher substances that have been used out there. But there's a grander initiative in the fact that we all take responsibility in that.
Absolutely. You know, we really push for healthy soil. Soil is what farmers depend on to grow our food that we eat. So if your soil is not healthy, you have a problem. So by promoting cover crops, CRP programs, that allows the land to get the nutrients that it needs. So there's not as many chemicals that are pumped onto the land that then end up in our watersheds and in the Mississippi River.
And of course, there's folks that are not only involved with the state and with different not-for-profit organizations, much like yourself, but there are some folks that can help you plan with that within your own solutions, too. All you have to do is ask and try to find that better way.
Absolutely. Every county in the state of Illinois has a soil and water conservation district. Most of them are housed in the USDA field offices. They would be happy to come take a look, help you design a plan, provide any guidance.
For folks that want to, in mass, come to a one website to try to find out more information, where do they go?
AIMIllinois.org.
AIMIllinois.org. They'll get all the details there to find out where locally they can go from there.
Absolutely. We also do a monthly newsletter, so they can sign up for that. There's a QR code on the website. They can just sign right up. And then we do a CP spotlight, a conservation planner spotlight each month. And then we also highlight a farmer that has taken on conservation measures.
What better way to do that than to have somebody that's successful at it and showing others how they can do it effectively?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. So come on out to the Illinois Department of Agriculture tent. Say hi to Kristen. You're here all week, right?
Here all week.
Lock it down, and please don't stand in front of her fan.
Oh, please don't.
while you get an opportunity, a great opportunity to cool off and find out a little bit more about AIM as well as some of the other great things. There's some local products here. Some of them have samples. That's free. You gotta love free here at the State Fair. But it's a great opportunity, especially here in the heat of the day, to come in and knock a few minutes off and cool off. Come visit AIM here at the 2025 Illinois State Fair. Big thanks to Kristen for joining us. We'll have more reports coming up here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.